Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who wants to improve their life, who wants to basically get inside, get out of the broken mindset they're stuck in, neutral, and improve, all right? All of those who seek self-improvement, evolution, we welcome you. Hello, I'm Talk Dude. Right now you are listening to Satisfy the Greatness Within You. I'm Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK. Organic, come on, let them know you're here.
Yes, I am here. Everybody, have you been listening to the introducing of Talk Dude? He's brought this platform to another listening point. Well, don't make us forget about that and want to hang up on this phone conversation. Enjoy the appreciation of being able to make people appreciate their experience. And what happens is we so often take moments and not appreciate the greater moments, right? So right now, my name is Comedy Organic OK. Thank you for tuning into the show program. Thank you for the call. His name is Talk Dude.
Thank you.
How are you doing today, Talk Dude?
I'm all right. I'm alive. You know what? I'm anxious to satisfy some greatness, to truly make the greatness flourish, flower, blossom. I'm anxious to do that. Let's see how we can do that tonight, shall we?
All right. What I want to do, everyone, we're going to take a quick moment to get caught up on what Talk To Us have to say. I'm going to be on standby and listen to what he said.
Okay, every single one of you, it is 7:02 p.m., all right? Get involved. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay. All right. Now I want to say something. Some people may think of it as really hard to satisfy their personal greatness, especially now with this COVID thing going around, the corona. It's getting worse, isn't it? I mean, it's going crazy. It's going mad. So many people, I mean, everybody is all bundled up. Everybody is basically trying to get shots. Everyone's trying to wash and disinfect everything. And people are too afraid to make simple physical contact with each other anymore. It's easy to rescind. You know how many people have basically kicked off because of the COVID, who are infected, quarantined? Really, it is a terrifying thought. But I'm going to tell you something. You can still find ways to personally get better, to satisfy your personal greatness. You can do that. It's right there. It's right in front of you. All you got to do is take it.
Don't be like, this is what you're saying right now. Can I give you a reference point?
Go ahead.
All right. Could you just think about this, right? Imagine if you had your most greatest opportunity to enjoy your food. Maybe you travel all over the place. And you got this place where you go to and you get this food, and they make it, you know, they make it so good, it reminds you of somewhere that you know no longer that person may not be a living. Now, I know, no point attempt to say that. That was a devastating part. But what I'm saying to you is, you get to this place, and you see that they still have too many flies, right? Many things flying over your head. Our people, the service is bad, right? The food is good. I'm saying you are standing out as these components, right? You are coming in with the fly, okay? And this is visible in your ear. Then you're showing this kind of setting. You know, one of the things you got to recognize is when you invite people in that they enjoy to be in your company, don't forget to appreciate the ability to enjoy that space. Don't just throw them in that space, not recognize the components that's there that can take all the enjoyment moments to make it miserable. Right? Stop taking people to a place that you're freeing them, and then you're pinning them into a more hostile, contaminated, non-healthy environment.
Not quite doing that. Look, I'm just telling them that they can basically spread their wings. They can make things happen even when those little annoyances, those little recessions that are basically sort of getting in our way. Look, life is full of obstacles. It's full of obstacles.
Don't talk to the people like your whole life's been happy with this kind of philosophy. If your philosophy was working for you the way you're saying it, you wouldn't even be here talking to people because you'd be too busy enjoying what you're saying. You're taking this and you're taking that. But you're not making that better with that. So what I'm saying to you is don't waste people's happiness because happiness is too hard to, you know, confine in places where people don't want to really enjoy those moments without having that actual ingredient within success. You're making it harder because the oppositional thing may not appear to be an oppositional thing that you're actually bringing to the table, that it could be something that can be taken away from people because you're taking a point in your stance. Is this really the best way you can do it?
Ways to satisfy greatness. Let's take positive thoughts right now, okay? Just think of things that are positive, that are happy, that are perky, that are upbeat, that inspire, that sort of set off a flourish, a light. You know what I'm talking about.
Understood.
Okay. Now.
Yes.
Your greatness is right.
Okay. You said okay. Okay. I said yes.
Yes, you did. Look, I want to basically.
Are you asking and you were stating? You were doing both. Got
yes,
it.
Yes, I was. Okay.
Yes. Everybody, I know what he's doing. I'm just joking with him. So,
yeah.
Y'all don't be feeling like I'm just giving him a hard time. But I am giving him a time because it is the time, man. It's the time. We got a short period. Go on that. See that? Breathe on the phone. It doesn't feel good to hear that. Someone breathe on the phone. If you talk to somebody that's breathing on the phone, you remember back in the day, people would be on the old public phone. People would be making all kind of noise. And you're like, man, back your phone. Your mouth off the phone. Stop dropping the phone down. All right, sir.
All right.
So everybody, today is called Certifying the Greatness. It's hosted by Comedy Organic OK. And
one and only.
Co-host today is DJ Talk Dude.
Hello, good people out there. Okay. Now, listen. Your greatness is right there. Can you feel it? Can you hear it? It's right there.
I hear it.
It's right there. It's right there. It's right on you. All you gotta do basically is let it peel away all that undesirable, all that stuff that you don't want, you don't need, that excess, that waste.
Uh-huh.
Can you feel it all? Can you feel it? You know, you can be great. You can make greatness sort of be, you know? It's a thing.
Uh-huh.
What was that old school slang they used to say, ain't no thing but a chicken wing?
Mm.
Yeah, it is. Your greatness. First step, what do you want? So what are you dying for right now? Like, come on, be honest. Don't speak in opposites like some people do. Some people are embarrassed to admit what they want. They're embarrassed to admit what they're dying for, what their soul is sort of crying out. They are. Some people are basically, they're too afraid to be honest with themselves. It's one of the hardest things. I mean, really. Don't be like that. You know what you want. Here's the thing. A lot of women don't necessarily get what they want. They're too afraid to be direct about it. Sometimes they're too embarrassed. They're too afraid to basically, because they're afraid it sounds selfish. It sounds shallow. Whatever. What do you want? Ask yourself that right now. Ask yourself what will bring you that sort of tranquility. Can you feel your greatness calling out to you? Your greatness is there. It's right there. It's happening. See, every single moment, when you're not basically feeding your greatness, your not greatness, your worseness starts to get stronger and stronger. It starts to pull you under. It takes control. You want to be like that, don't you? The people who are basically really listen, who are really satisfying their greatness, the people who are out there every single day finding ways to get better. They don't try to stay stuck in arrested development. They don't try to put themselves in a sort of box, if you will, you know, whatever. There's so many of us who basically, we get comfortable. We find this one little spot, this one little, what's the word I'm looking for here, this little pigeonhole to put ourselves in. We try to stay there. We think we just stay here forever. But it doesn't work like that. Life moves ahead. The world keeps raising the bar. You got to raise with it. Your greatness. It needs you. It's out there. It's incomplete without you. It all dies and suffers when you don't get better. Honestly. Can you feel it? Can you basically feel yourself wanting more? You feel yourself wanting, needing, desiring? So many of us basically wish we could be kids again. You want to be children again. Why? Because it was easy to feel great, to do the bare minimum and have fun with it. It was so much easier. So much of our stuff was taken for us. We didn't worry so much about money and whatnot and whatever. And so much self-maintenance. If we'd have known, we wouldn't have looked so forward to being adults. That's a fact. That's a real thing. Organic's not really sleeping. He's just trying to annoy me with that. He's just messing with me. He's just trying to dick with me. That's working. I'm getting pissed off. All right. Now, so many of us basically watch certain programs about people with ideal lives. We need escapism. We want to pretend that life isn't what it is. We need a break from life every now and again, don't we? But sometimes, really, those messed up, uncomfortable, unhappy parts of life are what inspire us to move forward. And we want to move forward. We want to get better. Your greatness needs you. You can be great. A little while ago, Organic was telling me, he was telling me, don't act like you follow this regimen. Well, I'm working on it. Once again. What? Oh, my God. You've been listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. You've been listening into it. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. All of them. Not just that. We invite you to find personal ways to increase your excellence. You are meant to do so. You deserve this. You need it. It's out there waiting for you. Do that, will you? All right. Okay. I want to basically, I want to help you. I want to be there for you, every single one of you. I invite you to call in when we're on the air. Call in there. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I want to thank you all for listening to this at some point. And hopefully you'll have kinder things to say than Organic is saying about me right now. Thank you all for listening. Stay in touch. Thank you, and good night.